It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investment, trust, and mortgage. We say hello and good day on this Wednesday morning to Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer at ESB Financial. Candace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing very well.
Well, always good to talk to you, and thanks for taking some time out of your schedule to join us here on a Wednesday morning. And I'll tell you what, we all like to save, and we're going to touch on some savings things here this morning, Candace.
Yeah, so I've talked about saving for gas and groceries before, but I thought it would be a good topic to discuss as people, you know, hit the road for family vacations or, you know, get busy with summer activities. So when it comes to saving on gas, we encourage you to try to shop around for the best gas price. If you're out and about, try to combine your errands. There are so many apps out there to help you save, and so even though it might be a little more work, I promise it'll make a difference in the long run. Stop buying premium gas unless you absolutely have to, and try to fill up earlier in the week instead of on the weekend, because gas does fluctuate throughout the week. And I know it's summer, but if you're waiting in the car, try to turn off that while you wait, just so you can save some extra money there.
Not bad. Good tips. And what about saving money on our groceries, Candace?
Well, I've always encouraged people to make a meal plan and stick to it. Again, there are so many apps out there to help you on this, or you can keep it old school and just use a pen and paper. So whatever route you go, I promise it'll help you save money. When you shop, look for sale items and do the math to make sure you are getting the best bang for your buck, and make sure to shop in season and try to buy meat when it's on sale. Know when to shop, as time is everything. Depending on the day you shop will determine the deals you get as well. Start freezing meals or buying frozen foods. Veggies is good for this. They will keep longer and provide quick options when you're on the go. And then try using different grocery stores to see which one's the cheapest and fits your budget. And then lastly, we have a great farmer's market in town, and they are on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So be sure to make sure you check those deals out as well.
And glad you brought that up, because the farmer's market is this afternoon at 5 at the farmer's market parking lot under the ESB Financial kiosk, 7th and Merchant. So get out there and take advantage of all the fresh produce. Well, Candace, do you have a money message for us?
Well, speaking of farmers markets, we wanted to remind everyone to please save the date for ESB and Emporia's Farmers Market Homegrown Celebration. And it's the 18th Annual Watermelon Contest, and that's going to be Saturday, July 22nd. Registration and the market will start at 8:30 a.m. that day, and then the contest will start at 9. So make sure you come out. There'll be watermelon crafts and fun for all ages, so we just want to see you all there and just join all the fun.
That is so much fun each and every year, so folks, don't miss that big Emporia Farmers Market Homegrown Celebration coming up in July. Thank you, Candace.
Thanks, Ron.
Always good to talk to you. Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESB Financial. They have brought to you Managing Your Money. ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.